Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
My name is Fran, and I want to sit on a throne in a palace.
My name is Ewan, and in the future I would like to be able to travel all around the world.
When I was young, I was always up to mischief, throwing my things out the pram. When I grow up, I want to be a prime minister.
In this show, we consider what would happen if we ruled the world.
If I ruled the world,
I would to make sure all the homeless people have money.
If I ruled the world,
I would get rid of money altogether. If I ruled the world,
I would blow up the world and start again.
Changing the World by Johnny Schachter. If I was Prime Minister of England, I would give Theresa May the boot. First, I would reverse the Brexit policy and make certain Britain would not leave the EU. Next, I would call an election and be certain I would win the election. I would change the order of things and I would be leader of the Labour Party. I would get rid of Jeremy Corbyn for good, and that nice fine young man, Owen Smith, would be Deputy Prime Minister. I would put money into the NHS, I would take away David Cameron's inheritance and his accumulated salary that he never should have got. I would then take away George Osborne's inheritance by force, and as well as his accumulated salary, which he earned under the leadership of David Cameron. All this money would pay for everyone's university and college tuition fees. I would change the course curriculum so that there is more emphasis on the study of foreign languages and history, like the study of Dutch, Romanian, Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, and Yiddish. The Minister of Education would be David, Secretary of State would be Colleen, and I would establish a new ministerial role, the Minister of Installed Refrigerators and Freezers. In this way, every home will be full of pastrami, pepperoni sausages and bagels with smoked salmon and cream cheese. Everyone will be able to eat roast lamb once a week. I would also have talks with Donald Trump, urging him to decline his presidency, and I would put forward that Hillary Clinton was unfairly treated and be president by appointment of the United States of America. The end, or is it? I would like to add a few comments on how the world could be a better place and how I would change the world. I cannot stand Donald Trump. I think he's just terrible, and I think he's mad because he wants to build a wall between Mexico and the United States, and he wants Mexico to pay for it. Also, I think although he denies it, he could be a racist. If I Ruled the World by Johnny Schachter.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newly elected Minister for Transport, Francesca Reynolds.
Thank you. As the Minister for Transport, I will make buses run on time. The buses will all have two separate doors for passengers getting on and off. All buses will be electric. There will be free bus travel for people with a learning disability and for those who need walking aids, such as Zimmer frames, at all times with no time restrictions. Regarding trains, the Southern Railway franchise has been accused by the National Audit Office as failing to deliver value for money, with passengers experiencing the worst service performance on the National Rail Network. People with a learning disability are being left stranded by cancelled trains, such as Brighton to Portsmouth Harbour. Free carriage trains on local lines don't have toilets when they should. This can cause problems for people with learning disabilities on long journeys. We will continue to run a scheme for people with a learning disability rail card on train cards for a third of all fares. Regarding the roads, we plan to reduce road congestion on our major motorways, for example, M25, M40, M23. We will do this by adding long-distance cycle lanes, by adding toll booths, by adding drone delivery system for parcels to reduce delivery vehicles. All delivery companies will have to deliver at least 50% of their goods by drone. This should reduce the amount of lorries on our motorways. In Brighton and Hove, I will remove the 20 miles per hour speed limit, as it is slowing down the city, but I will increase the number of zebra crossings to maintain children's safety.
Question, what about your expenses, Fiasco? Miss Reynolds! Miss Reynolds!
I'm good to go!
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Welcome to Fact or Fib. Each member of the radio team will answer fact or fib to three statements each, but they must be quicker than just 30 seconds to do it in. This month it is about laws. Fran, we start with you. Your questions are about laws of the United States of America. Are you ready? Are you ready, Fran?
Yes, I am ready.
Start the clock, please. Fable fact. In Kentucky, a woman is forbidden to wear a bathing suit on a highway unless she's armed with a club or is escorted by at least two officers.
That's a fact.
It is a fact, yeah. The laws only applies to women weighing between 6.5 stones and 14 stones. It's illegal to ride an obese donkey in America.
Fact or fib?
Fib.
It is a fib. It's in fact illegal to ride an ugly horse in Wilbur, Washington.
Really?
In 1659, Massachusetts outlawed Christmas. Fib or fact?
It's a fact.
It is a fact. According to state laws, anybody observing Christmas would be fined 5 shillings. Fran, how did you do?
I got 3 out of 3.
David, your questions are about laws of the United Kingdom, the UK. David, you ready?
I'm ready.
Start the clock, please. All beach whales and sturgeons must be offered to the reigning monarch. Is that a fact or a fib?
A fact.
Yes, it is a fact. Although these days people are encouraged to call the Natural History Museum if they find a beached whale, it's illegal to keep a pigsty in front of your house. Really? A fact or a fib?
It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. The exception is that you can keep one if it's hidden from sight. It's illegal to eat a prawn vindaloo unless you're the Queen of Great Britain. Fact or a fib?
As a fact.
Oh no, it's a fib. It's in fact illegal to eat a mute swan unless you are the Queen.
Good morning to your mother.
So how did you do, Davit?
I got 2.
Oh, so Fran has just been Davit by a point.
Yay!
I thought we were going to go for a tie right there, so 3 points each. That's what I really thought.
So, David, as you've got the last question wrong, your forfeit is to order a vindaloo from a curry place, whichever, and pour it over your head.
Can I help you, sir?
I have a prawn vindaloo.
There you go.
And I put it over my head.
So now you've had that prawn vindaloo over your head and scuffed it all over your face. How do you feel, David? Do you feel a bit?
It's disgusting.
You're allowed to wash it off after tomorrow morning, David, yeah?
I'll leave it on for the rest of my life.
Not for the radio.
So join us next time for another Fib or Fact. Thank you. The last one.
And now we have a pre-recorded message from the newly elected Minister for Social Justice, David Humphrey Irving.
This is a statement by David Irving, Minister for Social Justice.
My first order of business will be meeting Donald Trump to arrange a takeover of America, as it has too much fighting. We would hold a special conference where world leaders can talk about stopping war and conflict. The estates and benefits of homeless people who have passed away will be put into a homeless support fund to help other homeless people. We will set up a fund to promote healthy lifestyles amongst people with learning disabilities. We will set up a national network of local gyms and healthy lifestyle centers to help people with learning disabilities improve and maintain good health. We will support job placements for people with a learning disability to give them the chance of getting into paid employment. That was a statement by David Irving, Minister for Social Justice.
After the release of that pre-recorded message, the minister followed it up with this informal Q&A.
We want no more war and no more fighting. And I'm trying to say to Donald Trump, I want no war in America, no more. People have peace, peace and good.
What would you do to help the healthcare and fitness of people with learning disabilities?
More exercising, go out and do a little bit of running, jogging and play football and everything in the gym.
I also understand you want to make some improvements around homelessness. Can you tell me why it's
important? I want homeless people to get their own flat and their own home. We give them some money for their home.
Mr. Irving, one more question. Mr. Irving, where did that money go? Mr. Irving! No.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
If I ruled the world, I would change Snickers back to Marathon.
If I ruled the world,
I would close down all fast food outlets because they are unhealthy and fattening.
If I ruled the world,
I would stop farmers putting chemicals on food.
If I ruled the world,
I would make sure everybody has fast computers and fast internet. If I ruled the world,
I would stop air pollution.
We asked the carousel staff about what they would do if they ruled the world.
Gus from Creative Mind says, if I rule the world, I would spend a lot of time in different countries soaking up the culture.
Lizzie from Film and Digital says she would supply free healthcare, clean drinking water, free sanitary goods and a universal payment for everyone in the world so they won't starve. In my opinion, as a lady, I think free sanitary products is a good idea. They are very expensive.
David from Film and Digital said that if he ruled the world, he would build a self-care ferry service stretching from Hastings to Worthing. I'd call it the Sussex Sea Monkey. It would serve excellent coffee and have ultra-fast free Wi-Fi on board. In my opinion, I do love a bargain, so I think it'd be better if they also serve free hot drinks like hot chocolate and tea.
Carousel boss Liz said that she would rewild the country, bring back all the animals we lost, and ban palm oil. I would also ban poachers to save lions and tigers and all the animals in the world.
Gareth from the music team says he would make sushi cheaper. Football pundits would stop excusing the footballers from not being able to kick the ball with both their left and right feet. He would ban the crying with laughter emoji. I agree, because emojis are silly at the end of a text or messenger.
Tina from the Oscar Bright Committee says that she would make sure that everybody in the world is treated equally. This poem is by Sam Castle Ward.
If it were down to me, we'd take the media and hold them to account for how they spread hate and maintain a system that drives the lower end down. If it were up to me, we wouldn't threaten those who can't join the clique. We'd all have the right to live, even if we don't make someone rich. If it were down to me, those who put their time in would not be underpaid. We'd distribute things far more fairly. We'd take from those who have it made. If it were down to me, we'd dismantle the privileged and unelected house, where through family and choice of religion, some are handed power down. If it were down to me, we wouldn't invest in weapons and we might not even trade. We have resources and we need not their influence if everything was homemade. If it were down to me, we'd find the root of assault of every kind. We'd remove all intimidation so everyone felt safe going about their lives. If it were up to me, we'd change our leaders and change what we prioritize. A fairer world would be better for everyone if we could all afford to thrive.
That poem was by Sam Custer Ward.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newly elected Minister for Arts and Culture, Ewan McAdam.
As Minister for Arts and Culture, I will begin a daily programme of tributes to artists and performers who have been an inspiration to our lives. This will include David Bowie Day on the 8th of January, Michael Jackson Day on the 29th of August, and Days for Learning Disability Musicians, Catherine O'Rourke Day and Daniel Wakeford Day. There will be a Cambridge Bank Holiday on the 2nd of February, where the nation will have a free day and enjoy Ken's radio show. Hey! All the citizens will receive a signed photograph from Ken Bruce and Lynn Bowles. We will pay for research into bringing back posthumous artists such as Michael Jackson, Prince, Karen Carpenter, Eva Cassidy and David Bowie. These artists will perform regular free concerts to entertain you. We will begin a programme to find and promote lost pieces of music. In cinemas, we will have more autism-friendly screenings and more funding for our actors, writers and directors with disabilities to create more role models from the disabled community. Regarding music concerts, the government will support a Gig Buddy scheme in each major city. Gig Buddies matches adults who have a learning disability with a volunteer who has similar interests to go to events together that they love. Each city will have a quarterly event where people with a disability can perform, socialise, dance and share their music and film. The government will no longer financially support opera, breakdancing or hip-hop. We will introduce a system of music credits for people with disability to reduce by 25%. The price of the audio systems so that more people can enjoy music with better sound quality. We will provide free access to audiobooks from libraries for people with a disability.
Mr. McAdam, Daily Star, can you tell us please why you've got seven houses and you've claimed expenses for all of them?
Are you really dating that model?
I'll take no comment.
If I ruled the world,
I would stop hunger.
If I ruled the world,
every cup of coffee would be exceptional.
If I ruled the world,
I would stop swine flu.
If I ruled the world,
I would bring back the dinosaurs for fun.
If I ruled the world,
everybody would have peace of mind.
If I ruled the world,
I would reduce the prices of cake.
Or a nice bit of chocolate cake and a cup of tea.
It's the end of the show.
Thanks to the Carousel staff, Margaret, our Brighton Uni placement student, and our resident writers, Johnny and Sam.
Tune in to our next show.
Goodbye.